93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. Mm-hmm. If you have to do it, let us be your shield, your savior, or try to help you out at least a little bit.
Really? You would be the shield and you would push me in front of everybody.
I would.
To get
That's
hurt.
What I do at a haunted house.
That's
I would
right.
just use you as
I
a
know.
Shield.
Mm-hmm.
We got Maureen with us this morning. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning.
How's it going, love?
Well, it could be better, but I'm all right.
Of course. Obviously, we're doing a segment called Breaking Bad News. You have to break bad news to who today?
Oh, my husband.
Okay. And what's your husband's name?
James.
All right. So well, you sound already that you're a little down and out here. So what are you going to say to James? What's going on in your world here, Maureen?
Well, his brother came over for dinner with his kid.
Mm-hmm.
And
that would be your nephew.
Yes, that would be her nephew. Yep.
Okay.
Good to clarify.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very good.
Keep going.
I'm just a little bit upset with them. And when I get upset with people, I don't even like to say their names. Like, and no, he's not my nephew right now. I don't like,
oh, my God, you're
I'll
hilarious.
I claim him when he's good.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That's funny.
All right. So what's going on?
Well, he came over for dinner and never left. It was 2 weeks ago, and he's been up all night playing video games. He ate everything in the fridge. He's smoking in the house. His kid hit my little tiny dog, and he laughed.
Hey, don't laugh. Okay. That's not funny.
I'm laughing at the situation. I wouldn't. I don't. Maybe. All right. Hold on a second. So your husband's brother and his son. So you're. What is that? Your brother-in-law and your nephew.
No, just some guy. He's not my brother-in-law. He's a jerk.
He's just some dude.
I don't know how they came over dinner and it's been 2 weeks. Can you explain that to me? What happened? Did he lose his job? Did he not go home? Did you guys ask?
He's confused.
I think he's fighting with his wife pretty much. He's been moping around the house like he cries. And he's been watching, like, when he's not playing video games, he's like listening to the same stupid music video over and over, some heartbroken Cry Me a River. I don't know.
Oh, Justin Timberlake.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's driving me nuts.
How old is this guy?
Do you know how old he is?
He's 36.
All right. So he's overstayed his welcome. This is a family issue. What are you going to tell James today, your husband? What bad news are you going to be breaking to him?
That dude needs to go home. I don't care.
That dude.
If my husband has to, like, carry him home and apologize to his wife for him. He needs to go home and stop moping and ruining my life.
Sure, honey.
I love how you just won't address him as your brother-in-law and your nephew.
No.
All right, so now what do you think your husband, James? I mean, obviously, this is his brother, right? I mean, have you guys discussed him going home, or has this been like the elephant in the room?
Well, I mean, I told him a couple times, but he never listens.
Yeah.
He's just like, or maybe he just feels bad for his brother. I don't know what he's feeling right now.
Yeah.
I'm no mind reader, but I'm just saying he needs to get that guy out.
All right. Well, you know what? It sounds good to me. We're going to do Breaking Bad News with you and your husband, James.
Got to go.
All right. Here we go. Calling James.
Hello.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. Except for, you know, I really, really can't take this guy in my house anymore and his kid.
This guy? His kid. She's serious.
What do you mean?
Well, he's driving me nuts. He keeps playing that same sappy love song over and over, watching the video and crying on the couch. He's eating all the bonbons, all the ice cream, all the cookies, everything that he could just get out and eat in the fridge and cabinets is gone. His kid kicked the dog and he laughed.
His kid.
Stop laughing.
I mean, he did. Hold on. Baby, he did what?
His kid kicked the dog and he laughed.
He's been playing video games
all night. I didn't even sleep.
Okay, I mean, I know it's been a few weeks. I'll go to the store for you. But This is my baby. You always call him that. Like, you would just address him like he's just some guy. And he's my brother. Like, this is your nephew you're talking about here.
He's
so
driving me crazy, baby. I can't take it no more.
I know, but, you know, him and his wife got into it, and he's been, like, just kind of about it. I'll talk to him, okay?
Why don't you go take him home and make him apologize to his wife? He needs to say he's sorry.
Take him home.
Well, honey, I can't make him, like, say this all this stuff to his wife, but I can, I mean, he can't stay in our house forever, okay? I'll talk to him, and I'll let him know that, you know, even if he doesn't patch things up with her, that he's going to have to find somebody. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a few other people in the family that he can go bunk down with. So I'll just talk to him and let him know, you know, if things don't work out, like, he's going to have to find something else. Because, I mean, that, seriously, like, he's... Like Billy can't hit the dog and stuff like that. Like, that's just outrageous. So I guess he's just going to, I'll give him about a week, and he's going to have to go somewhere.
Another week?
No. How?
Oh, my God. Help me.
She's going to die.
Well, this is my, like, it's my brother. I mean, what do you want me to do? Just throw him out on the street tonight?
Take him home, please. Please.
We're going to jump in here. Hi, good morning. Okay. Hello, hey. Hi, we're looking for James.
Yeah, this is James.
Hey, what's up, James? James. This is actually Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams right now on the radio on Breaking Bad News. We're with your wife here because she wanted some help breaking some bad news to you that your brother's got to go home, or the person she calls that guy.
Yeah, she always just calls him that guy, and it's like, honey, he was standing in the wedding with us, like,
oh my gosh!
I think that is hysterical.
Okay,
but he's not a stranger. Yeah. Like, he was in your wedding.
Yeah, my favorite's that guy and his kid, which is actually her nephew. All right, so it looks like he overstayed his welcome, but you actually look like you were in this conversation, James, kind of saying to yourself, "He's got to go." So you guys sound like you're on the same page, you and your wife.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like she's, like, saying anything crazy or anything. It's just that I can't just throw him out. Like, now, I could, you know, I could try to take him home. I could offer that, but
yeah.
I can't, you know, I can't make him go back to his wife. You see what I'm saying? But he can't, like, just live in our house.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's not a good thing.
Oh, my God, this is a nightmare.
Yeah, but yeah. Because anytime you have a family issue, I mean, that's, you know, it's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard.
Yep.
Because
they
don't...
can come stay with Marco. Yeah, it's fine.
No.
He's got room.
Look, here's what we're going to do. We actually have a week's stay at the Radisson Hotel here in Madison. James, we're going to put your brother up right over here off of the Beltline. At the Radisson, and we got him a week there. So we're gonna get him out of your hair.
My God, thank you,
Maureen.
You're welcome.
And he'll be taken care of with his son. I think there's a pool over there. It'll be good. And then he's got to make a decision.
Yeah.
But that's what we can do for you guys here on Breaking Bad News. You guys sound like a great fun couple. You sound like you're perfect for each other, even though that guy and his kid was in your wedding.
no names.
Yeah. So you can go back to having a great relationship and not worry about being in big trouble there, James, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll go get some ice cream and bonbons, okay?
Oh, you're the best.
Thank you, baby.
Nice guy.
Look at that. All's well that ends well.
I love you.
Oh, this is the best.
Love you too.
Oh, pumpkin.